Lee for breakfast. The Riverina's 11:52 Triple M.
Very clever people have come up with a great idea to help businesses.
We love clever local people.
We do, and Bella Chambers is one of those. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Bella.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Good. Now, you have come up with, as Lee said, a very clever idea, basically to help businesses and restaurants with what's happening at the moment in terms of COVID-19. Can you run us through the Nook app?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the moment, restaurants are required in quite a few states to record customers' contact info when they get into the venue. So that is a way to try and stop the spread. So if there is an outbreak at that venue, they know who to contact and who to tell to go get tested. So Nook is a digital version of this. Basically, we have used QR code technology, and QR codes are basically just little black and white barcodes that people can scan using their smartphones. So instead of having a communal pen and loose sheets of paper lying around, QR codes, just people scan them using their phone and it takes them to a digital form so they can fill it all out online there. It's just their first name and their phone number, which are what the government requires. And then all that information gets saved into a spreadsheet so management can have access to that in case there is an outbreak and they need to send it to authorities.
And for people like Lee, whose handwriting is basically like chicken scratchings on a page, that will make a real difference because he's much better at typing.
Yeah, and also so much easier for restaurants. It doesn't mean that at the end of their shift, they're then having to manually enter all this information into a database. It's all just there, ready for them.
And has there been good uptake with restaurants and so on getting on board with this?
Yeah, definitely. It's been really great, especially in regional areas. We found that regional areas tend to have a much stronger community base, and so word of mouth is a lot stronger around here, which is amazing. Yeah, we've had a really good onboard of restaurants recently, especially since earlier in the week the Premier announced that all larger venues in New South Wales will be needing to digitally record this information and specifically endorsed QR technology, which we were really happy to see because we do believe that it is the safest and most efficient way to record all of this data.
Coming up with the idea is one thing. How did you actually get it up and going? Because I, for one, am not particularly across things like coding and app building.
Oh, neither am I. So I have a co-founder, Jeremy, and he's based in Melbourne, and we've been good friends for a few years. Anyway, when we saw that these restrictions were coming into place and that places, restaurants were going to have to record this information, we thought that it would be such a systematic nightmare for so many different places, and we came up with this idea. Thankfully, Jeremy is a web developer, product designer, everything techie all rolled into one, which is amazing because I'm absolutely not. So that's been really great because Jeremy does the tech side of things. I do the marketing, the media, sales, that side of things. So we've been very lucky in that respect.
Now, if people hear this and they're like, hey, I wouldn't mind that for mine, how do they get in touch with you?
So you can head to our website, which is nookapp.co, or you can find us on Instagram at nookapp. Either of those, I'm here for a chat if you need.
Very good. Well, Bella, it's been a pleasure catching up with you and a great idea.
Fantastic.
Which hopefully will make it a lot easier for our businesses to stay open and keep trading without too much of an imposition on them from the requirements around COVID-19. Thanks for joining us this morning. Bella Chambers on Triple M.